Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, January 6, 2012. I guess we're kicking the year off right with new movies. We have last week's movies, the box office take, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, $29.4 million. It was number one, followed by Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, with $20.9 million. Alvin and the Chipmunks Shipwrecked, $16.4 million. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, $14.8 million. And War Horse rounded out the top five with $14.4 million. This week's new movies include The Devil Inside, Norwegian Wood, and a bunch of limited releases you'll never see. In the news. Sequel news. Horrible Bosses and Bridesmaids were both confirmed to get some sort of sequel this week. However, Kristen Wiig is reportedly not going to be involved in the second Bridesmaids movie, despite being its writer and star. For titles, I suggest Terribler Bosses and Bridesmaids 2 Divorce Maids. There's also another Paranormal Activity sequel coming out this year. As well as word on the street is that the Brad Pitt zombie epic World War Z may now be a trilogy instead of a single movie. Apparently, instead of doing a war and aftermath, they're going to do three movies of zombie fighting with Brad Pitt, which is probably what people want to pay to go see. British actors Benedict Cumberbatch and Noel Clark, I don't know who either of them are joining the cast for the sequel to J.J. Abrams' Star Trek. Nobody is saying who they're going to be as of yet, but there they are. Comedian Eddie Pepitone, who you probably don't know, but you do know, self-released a comedy album called A Great Stillness online, in case you missed it, like I did. If you watch Celebrity Apprentice, and I don't, at least not yet, the cast actually seems to be pretty good this year, with Adam Carolla, Cheryl Teagues, Penn Jillette, Arsenio Hall, Lou Ferrigno, Tia Carrera, Clay Aiken, Debbie Gibson, and a bunch of other people, so they're clearly starting to go for a younger audience, which, probably a good idea, because I don't know that anyone my age watches the show, and I actually know who some of these people are, which is helpful. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Our winter clearance event continues. Over 800 items, I think just under 800 items remain now. A bunch have sold out in the last 2 days, and we have action figures, statues, you name it, we might have it. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to see our best clearance prices all year long, because it's been 6 days, and I can say with absolute certainty these are our best sale prices of the year. So do check them out today at sale.entertainmentearth.com. In toy news, Transformers BotCon exclusive reveals continue. We've seen Soundwave and Treadshot. Soundwave doesn't look great. Treadshot looks pretty good. He basically looks like the recent Jazz mold in Armada Sideswipe colors with a new head. DC Universe Action Figure Series 20 from Mattel arrived this week, including a new White Flash, Green Arrow, Red Arrow, Reverse Flash, Hawk, and Dove, and a Yellow Sinestro. And many of those are in stock right now, as well as new DC Universe pre-orders. We also added pre-orders for the 2012 Star Wars range so far, including new vintage figures, movie heroes, vehicles, I can't remember what the final name ended up being, Battle Pods, they're like the Squinkies for Star Wars, but not. All these items are up. Pictures may or may not be up yet, but there's a lot of new Star Wars stuff up for pre-order, which you should probably take a look at, and that's pretty much everything, because I'm trying to keep this short. We'll have more episodes, of course, because that's what we do. And follow me on Twitter, wonewtwitter.com/enterth, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.